Shalom to all. Today's office about Basar Daf Samach Dalet, and we are starting about a third of the way into the Amud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Elul Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Avin Aliyah Elul Nishmas Marsh Rivka Basar Meir Zev Hernish Shama Shad Avin Aliyah Elul Nishmas Marsh From a Razel Basar Shlemi Yaakov Hernish Shama Shad Avin Aliyah, and she should be Meilut Yisher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. And we continue discussing the sale of a particular thing. This time we're discussing a house and what's not included in the standard sale. So the Mishnah tells us Leis Abar Veleis Hados Afal Bishikas Leum Kavruma. When a house is sold, a bar and a dos, which are two different types of water cisterns, they are not included in that sale, even though Kavruma were written in the shtar, and we already discussed this previously. Now we're going to have machlokes. Here's the resha, and we're going to have the seifa as well. Rabbi Kiva holds that the seller of this house has to buy a pathway to access his bar and dos, even though they're not included in the sale, which means he's retaining them for himself. He still has to now go to the buyer and ask him to buy back from him a path in order to be able to get to his bar and dos. Whereas Racham say, he does not have to buy a path for himself. Not only are the bar and the dos not included in the sale of the house, but also a way to access the bar and dos are not included. Now, Rabbi Kiva does agree with his mancha amr le chutz me'elu, that if the seller had specifically said, except for these things, that he does not have to buy a path for himself, and that's because of what we discussed previously, that when a person says something that's extra, it's not relevant, he doesn't really need to say it, it must be that we learned something relevant from it, and since he doesn't have to expressly tell us that he's not selling the bar and dos, as we just said in the beginning of the Mishnah, in a standard sale of a house, a bar and dos are not included in it, but this guy Dafka said, I'm not selling you the bar and dos. Rabbi Kiva tells us it must be we interpret his words to mean that he's retaining a pathway for himself and he does not have to buy it back from the buyer. Now here's the safe of the Mishnah. What about if it's the other way around? Machar la'acher, he kept the house for himself and he sold just the bar and the dos to this fellow. So Rabbi Kiva says, the buyer doesn't have to also buy a pathway to the bar and the dos. By buying the bar and the dos, he automatically gets a pathway to it. Whereas Racham say, this buyer has to buy a pathway for himself. So first, explore what these two terms are. Yasser Ravinu Kakashale, Ravinu was sitting and asked the following, Hainu bar, Hainu dos. A bar and dos are the same thing. They're both something dug out of the ground that's meant for storing water. So what's the difference between the two of them? Amalei Rav Tosfel Ravinu, Rav Tosfel told Ravinu, Toshma, Detanyu, we have a braisa, Echad bar ve'echad dos bekarka. Both of them are in the ground, as we just said. Elosh ha bar b'chafir v'ad dos b'binyin. A bar is simply a hole which is dug, meant for storing water. That's all. Whereas a dos is built. That's what binyin means. It has bricks lining the walls so that the water doesn't seep out into the ground, and that's the only difference between a bar and a dos. In other words, a dos is more developed than a bar is. We have a very similar thing, a discussion between different Amiraim, Yasser Ravashi Vakashle, Ravashi was sitting and he had a problem, Hainu bar, Hainu dos, bar and dos are the same thing, and Armalim Rakashish, Breder of Chizla Ravashi, Tashma, Titanu, with a price that says, Echabar Vechad dos, Bekarka, Elo, Shabar Bechafiro, Vados, Benyan. And then moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, Vitzarch, Likachal, Derech, Divreb, Kiva, Wacham, Armim, Enutzarch, when a person sells his house, obviously a bar and dos are not included in that sale. However, we have this machalik between Rabbi Kiva and Lachamim, whether or not the seller has to now buy a path for himself in order to access his bar and dos. According to Bikivi, he does, and according to Chachamim, he does not. So the Gemara suggests, Ma'al B'Hakamethlegi, it must be, what are they arguing about? Samach Da'al on based on top, Rabbi Kiva holds, Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, then when a person sells something, he sells with Ayin Yafa, he's very generous, Rabbanan Savri, Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. Then when a person sells something, he's not generous, he's stingy. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says, that this guy who just sold his house has to buy back a path for himself, because he's selling Ba'ayin Yafa, he's very generous. He's selling the entire house, including all pathways that could be used to access bar and dos, and that's why he has to now re-buy a path from the buyer. Whereas according to Chamim, he's selling ba'ayin ra, he's not being generous, and therefore he's also retaining a path for himself. And with the Karma 9 ba'alma, Rabbi Kiva l'tameh da'amar meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher mehacha. And as we say in other places, Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, he holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, that's learned from this Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the source for this line. An example of this is something that we had earlier, where the owner of the field sold the trees, but not the actual field. Rabbi Kiva holds that the land underneath the trees is also included. Therefore, if the trees die, the buyer can plant new ones. And that's because Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa, whereas the Chum argued that only the trees are sold. So if they die, tough luck on the buyer. And that's Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. As the Gemara says, not necessarily Raya. Mimai, who says that's true? Who says our Mishnah is the source for this din? Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. Dilma Rabbi Kiva Savar, maybe in our Mishnah Rabbi Kiva holds, Eino the Mertz Shita Meisav Yidrusu Acherim, that a person doesn't want to pay money for other people to walk on that. A person doesn't want to buy a house. You're spending a lot of money on that house. Just have the previous owner walking through it in order to access his bar and dos. So it could be in this particular situation, the only way the sale is chal in the first place is if the seller sells everything and he has to actively buy back from the buyer in order to be able to access his bar and dos. Whereas Rabbanan Savir, the Rabbanan have a different svara. In other words, a person doesn't want somebody else to take his money and now he has to fly in the air. If I'm selling you my house, but I'm retaining rights to the bar and the dos inside, I'm not willing to take your money for my house and I'm going to have to now fly in the air in order to get to my bar. I don't have a pair of wings or a jetpack. So according to Chamim, that's the reason reason why I'm retaining a path for myself, because it's obvious that the only way I can access my bar is if I also have this path. So witness I've arrived from the Reisha of the Mishnah that we're talking about Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. So we suggest following Seifa. What about this Seifa of the Mishnah? Machar La'acher, let's say you sold just the bar or the dust to somebody and not the house. Rabbi Kiva says, Eino Tzarech L'Kolei Derech, that the buyer does not have to buy a path to it. Machamar and Chamar say, Tzarech, he does have to. And in this case, it does seem to be that they're arguing about Ayin Yafa Meicher or Ayin Ra Meicher, because we can't apply the previous Svara to this Machlaikas. The Gemara still says, not necessarily Raya. Dilma Bahai Pligi, maybe this is the Machlaikas in the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva holds, Basar Dat L'Kolei Chazlinon, that we follow what the Lekeach wants. And obviously, if the Lekeach is buying just a bar, he also wants a path to the bar, and that's automatically included in the sale and doesn't have to be stipulated. Whereas Rabban Sarva, the Rabban hold, Basar Dat L'Meicher Chazlinon, that we follow what the Meicher wants. And just because the Meicher is selling the bar, that doesn't mean he's selling a path to access the bar, and therefore it would have to be clearly stipulated that a path is also being bought. And so we actually don't have a Raya from our Mishnah. The Gemara continues, fine. What about another Mishnah? Bela Meha from the following. Later on in Daf Ayin Aleph, when we're talking about a field being sold, the Mishnah says, Lois Habar, Lois Hagas, Lois Hashoivach, that a bar, a wine press, or a pigeon coop are not included in the sale of the field, Ben Chariv and Ben Yeshuvin, whether they're not being used or they are being used. Rabbi Kiva holds that the seller of this field, even though he's retaining the rights of these things for himself, he still has to buy a path from the buyer in order to be able to access it. He doesn't have to. Now, Hasulamali, why do we need another case? The ratio of the Mishnah we just quoted is the same exact thing as the ratio of our Mishnah. El Lav Hakamash Malan Masi, that what's it teaching us? Rabbi Kiva holds Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, that when a person sells something, it's Ba'ayin Yafa, whereas Rabban and Savi, the Rabban hold Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, that a seller sells Ba'ayin Ra. However, once again, the Gemara pushes away Vidilma Ashmi Inam Bias for Kamash Malan Sada. Maybe we actually need two separate Mishnahs. Our Mishnah that's teaching us is Din about a house, and that Mishnah which is teaching us is Din about a Sada, Utsricha, and they're both necessary. The Ashmi Inam Bias, we only had the case of the house, which is our Mishnah, Mishum de Bites Nusa. I might say that Rabbi Kiva holds the reason why the seller has to now buy a path back for himself is because the buyer wants privacy. It's his house. He doesn't want the original owner coming to use his bar all the time. And therefore, in the original sale, it's automatically understood that everything is sold and a path is not being retained by the seller. And that's why he would have to buy one back. Aval Sada Emoloi. But in regards to a field being sold, since you don't need privacy in a field, it's not meant for doing private things in, I might say that Rabbi Kiva does not argue, and he would agree with Chachamim, that since this fellow retains his bar, gas, or shaivech in the field, he's also automatically able to keep a path. And Vyashmin and Sada, if we only had the case of field, I might say Mishum Dekash Leidavsha, that since the walking is problematic, meaning the seller walking to and from his bar in the field is going to cause whatever's in the field to be trampled on, maybe that's why a path is not automatically retained. Aval bias, but a house, Emoloi, I might say that's not a problem, and that's why we have to have the case of the Mishnah as well, to say that Rabbi Kiva is consistent in both of the sale of a house and a field when the seller's retaining the bar for himself, a path is not included in that, and he would have to actively buy it back from the buyer. So here's a last suggestion, Elmi Seifa. We learn it from the Seifa of that Mishnah. What's a Seifa of that Mishnah? Machal Acher, let's say he sold just the bar in the field to somebody else. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Tzarech L'Kolei Derech, he does not have to buy a path for himself, meaning the buyer of the bar automatically gets a path to it as well, whereas Machamar and the Chum say, Tzarech, he does have to buy a path for himself. Now, Hasulamli, what do we need this for? Hainu Hach, this is the same exact thing as the Seifa of our Mishnah. Elav HaKamash Malon, must be that's teaching us, Rabbi Kiva holds, Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, then when a person sells, he sells Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore when a guy buys just a bar or a dos, he's also automatically buying a path to it, even though it wasn't clearly stipulated, whereas Rabban Sarva the Rabban hold, Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, then when a person sells, he sells Ba'ayin Ra, and since they only spoke about a bar, and they didn't speak about a path, the buyer would now have to add on more money to buy a path to his bar. Shma Mina, that's a valid Raya from the Seifa of the other Mishnah. Now how do we actually paskin? Itmar Rav Huna Marav, Rav Huna said B'Shem Rav, Samach Yamar Alfa HaTab, HaLochik Dibar Chachamim, the HaLochik Dibar Chachamim, the Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, whereas Rav Yirma Bar Abba Amar Shmuel, HaLochik Rabbi Kiva, the HaLochik Rabbi Kiva, then Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. Now Rav Yirma Bar Abba Rav Huna, Rav Yirma Bar Abba told Rav Huna, V'ha Zimim Sagin Amrisa Kamei De Rav, there was many times that I said in front of Rav, HaLochik Rabbi Kiva, that the HaLochik Rabbi Kiva, V'lo Yamar Livlei Midi, and he didn't tell me anything. So you're telling me that Rav says HaLochik Dibar Chachamim, but I many times had quoted the HaLochik in the name of Rabbi Kiva, and he didn't correct me. So he asked him, Hecha Tanisa, how did you teach it in front of Rav? Amrleh, he responded, Ipcha Tanina, I taught it the opposite. Now it's important to note, the Rav Yirmi Abba didn't say this explicitly, that I taught it the opposite. He just told Rav Huna, this is how I taught it to Rav. And it turns out the way that he had said it to Rav was the opposite. He had switched Rabbi Kiva and Chum's Shitas around. And therefore it's the Gemara telling us, Ipcha Tanina, that Rav Yirmi Abba had switched around the Shitas when he told them to Rav. As Rav Huna responded, Mishim Hachi La Amrleh, that's why he didn't tell you anything. Since you switched around the Shitas and you ended up saying the correct one, that's why Rav didn't correct you. But it's not that we pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Shita that you were attributing to Rabbi Kiva is really Shita's Chachamim, and that's what Rav holds like, so therefore he didn't tell you anything. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.